guys expected long and athletic, but now that you actually saw it play out, can you kind of give us an idea of what it was like to play against that Syracuse zone?
Well, the zone's very effective for him. You know, Boeheim's won over 900 games with the thing, so he's really got that figured out. We didn't figure the zone out till the end, and that's when we made our run, and we really started putting a lot of energy and effort into the game. And I think if we had come out with that, the game might have ended differently for us. But you have to give a lot of credit to Syracuse. They played a great game.
Can you speak to their offensive game plan, which is obviously drive again?
Yeah, that hurt us. Williams got to the basket a lot, and that hurt us. But, you know, I think we played a great game on defense. We forced a lot of turnovers. We weren't even taking a lot of shots in the beginning, and we still kept ourselves in the game. So I think that speaks a lot to our defense.
Too soon to have perspective on the season. I mean, you guys put together a pretty good run.
Yeah, I don't. You know, maybe a month and a half ago, I don't think people saw us maybe making the NIT. So we came together as a group, and that's something we got to keep working on, is just playing as a team and keeping a good energy together as a group if we want to make the next step next season.
Is there anything you guys were consciously doing to kind of keep Kraft's head up? I mean, we noticed the body language. He was sitting at the very end of the bench during timeouts.
Yeah, I mean, just got to stay together as a group. Everybody's got to keep a positive attitude, because negative attitudes become contagious, and then everybody's got a negative attitude, and that's what'll lose you a game. So, you know, everybody's trying to keep everybody's head up and just speak positive thoughts, you know, just keep everybody going. Because in the end, if you keep your head up after every bad play, after every negative play, then things are going to be positive for you. So we just have to keep that perspective.
If I said at times the frustration level might have hit a 10, would I be accurate?
Yeah, I'm sure it did. You know, I feel like I'm one of those guys who's always trying to keep everybody calm down and keep everybody from, you know, coming over the top with the frustration. But, yeah, you know, I mean, it happens. Calls go ways, and it's just frustrating when it doesn't go your way. So, you know, we just got to take it as it goes.
In the recap and just overall, was it a matter of Syracuse coming in and taking this, or you guys kind of helping give it away?
I think we helped give it away, especially at the beginning. You know, in the first half, we really turned the ball over a lot. I mean, somebody just told me we had 7 straight possessions where we turned the ball over. So, you know, we didn't even take a shot in 7 straight possessions, and we were still in the game even after the first half. So we're playing great defense, and that's something we have to layer on top of for next year. That's some foundation that's been laid, great defense.